Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Skirt, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Tony in Akron. Tony, welcome.
Hi, guys. I love this show. I used to follow you, Nate, when you were back at CBS. I always like the positive energy you bring.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Gibbs kind of reminds me of McMahon from the Tonight Show. That's kind of showing my age. But I think the three of you make a great team.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was looking at what the Browns would want to do with that number two pick, and even your last interview touched on how palatable it would be taking one of those quarterbacks at two. And I thought, well, what would be the trade-back scenario that they would ideally want to have? And I think you'd want to stay in the top seven or eight to get an impact player.
Agree.
And I was looking at Jacksonville at five. I mean, they were ranked 24th in defense last year, and that's really where they were weak last year. Do you think they would want to trade up to two?
I don't necessarily believe so. And if they're in love with Bosa, they could be in play to do that, because right now, the entire Dallas Cowboys coaching staff, Jason Garrett and every one of his coaches, is in Columbus right now. They're working out with Ezekiel Elliott at running back. They're working out with Joey Bosa, Cardell, Michael Thomas, Eli Apple, Von Bell. They're working them all out right now. Darren Lee. But your point about Jacksonville, the reason why I don't necessarily believe, unless Bosa's the guy they want to go get and they have to get in front of the Dallas Cowboys, I believe at five is where the Jacksonville Jaguars sit, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So five. You can get potentially Miles Jack, DeForest Buckner, or potentially Joey Bosa. Or Bosa if Dallas doesn't. Those are three very, very impactful, and I don't want to say can't miss, but elite prospects defensively, to your point.
Yeah.
So you don't think there's anyone that they would covet enough to go to two?
I don't think so. I think it would have to be the 49ers deciding that they want a quarterback and they have to get their guy. You could see maybe the Eagles move up, the Rams, but I don't think you're going to see Jacksonville. They have a quarterback. You don't need to move up like that unless you are going after a quarterback.
Right.
Right, or you're an also-ran team that think you're that close to, getting to the playoffs and making an impact that way. That's why I thought it might be Jacksonville.
Well, for them, too, don't forget they're getting Vic Beasley, right, or Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler,
who they drafted third overall.
They got Gibson.
And they drafted him last year third overall. He never played. He got hurt, I think, on the very first day of practice.
Yep.
And so they're getting him back. I just don't see them trading up. They want to keep getting assets.
Okay.
Appreciate
that. That's all I want to know. Thanks for
you
your opinion.
You got it. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Al in Mansfield now. Al, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I like the signing of RG3. I think that's great. It's obvious we still have some holes. Is the free agency market exhausted, or are there still free agents out there that we could pick up?
The one guy that it would make sense to me that's still out there would be Stefan Wisniewski, the center who started for the Jacksonville Jaguars last year, would be cheap, would come in, be able to play center for you, give flexibility with what you decide to do with Cam Irving, make him either a guard or a tackle or whatever it is. So that would be the one that would make sense to me. The fact that he hasn't been signed yet says to me that they're more confident in Cam Irving than perhaps the general public is based on his rookie season.
Agree. Yeah. And the sole connection with Hugh Jackson.
Yes. Let's go to D-Bone, talking Carson Wentz. D-Bone.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, my take on the two quarterbacks is that if we got RG3 now, we have time to let Carson Wentz sit and learn and watch. Where if we didn't have him and we brought Goff in, knowing the injury rate of the quarterback that's sitting in front of him, he will most likely have to play next year. That's my take on that.
So was that you're saying that you want Wentz or you want
Goff? I would take Wentz over Goff just because I think he has more upside. Everybody says, well, he hasn't played. It's a tough competition. Well, once he starts playing with tough competition, because he has all the he has more physical abilities, I think, than Goff does.
I would say he has more physical abilities than the next four people that I'm going to name, and I don't think it's really close. I think Carson Wentz has more physical abilities than Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. It doesn't necessarily – physical abilities aren't what makes you a great quarterback in the National Football
Drew
League.
Brees,
I don't want
– five, dude, has
– what?
Drew Brees, for his five, has a big arm. I mean, so I would push his physical abilities above the other three that you named. Right, you have to be put in the right situation for that. But
Drew Brees
does
not have
Carson
a big arm.
Carson Wentz,
Drew
as
Brees
he goes on and as he learns more, should bring his upgrade for his knowledge of the game.
That is,
you're right, and thank you very much for the call. To talk about Drew Brees, and you just kind of you said it, you know, as he was speaking, Drew Brees does not have a big arm. Okay, why I believe Drew Brees has become the prolific passer that he has become is for a few reasons. A, linking up with Sean Payton.
Great.
I mean,
yep.
And Petey Carmichael, who was a, you know, quality control coach in San Diego that followed Drew to the New Orleans Saints, has now become the offensive coordinator. That is one reason Drew Brees is a prolific passer. B, another reason Drew Brees has become a prolific passer is he understands his limitations. He knows the type of player that he has to be, which bridges me to C. Drew Brees is probably a top three processor of information in the National Football League. Those three things are why Drew Brees has had, 48,000 passing yards in the last 10 years.
And that's why also the other part of it is he processes, knows where to go with the ball, and then he is incredibly accurate.
And that doesn't mean a bullet. That
Correct.
Means over the linebacker by, you know, the centimeter to clear that cover, that Tampa 2 linebacker, to Marques Colston running the perfect route 2 yards inside the hashes up the seam, inside the safety and over the linebacker.
Yep.
That's it. And that ball doesn't have to be thrown like a rocket, you know, through a wall. It's just got to be precise to know exactly. And again, playing with guys for many, many years is also probably a fourth reason, you know, that Drew, but a lot of bodies have cycled in there and out of there. And look at some of the kids. What's the kid that was the Browns undrafted free agent that's balling there?
Willie Snead.
Willie Snead is playing
fine
well.
Fine hair.
Yes.
Tremendous hair, Willie Snead. All right, we'll take our break when we come back. Friday forecast. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Zagura, Wilhelm, Gibbs. Time for the Friday forecast, Gibbs.
Number one today.
New voice.
New, yes. Slowly putting that into the system. Question number one today, guys. What's the one thing you need to see from RG3, either on or off the field in this 2016 season, to let you know that his signing was the right move by the Browns?
Well, I think there's a lot. That's, I mean, a loaded question with a lot of different ways you can go with it. What I want to see is what I don't believe we ever saw out of Johnny Manziel, which was being one of the guys on the field, socially accepted, hanging with guys, talking with guys, talking routes after you both connect and maybe not connect on a certain route combination, staying after, throwing with the receivers, walking in with a buddy, laughing, introducing families during training, you know, training camp, and then, you know, working out, sitting at a lunch table full of guys. I mean, being one of the guys is what I expect, and I would, after what happened in Washington, I would think RG3 is going to be himself, but go out of his way to be the ultimate teammate.
All right, so you took it from that standpoint. I'm going to go ahead and take it from the on-the-field standpoint. I want to see him, if he can consistently get the ball out in under 2.5 seconds, I think he is going to be just fine.
To follow up, Wilhelm, on your comment,
yes.
I think having a kid changes a lot. And
yeah.
I think he might – that's another reason I think you're going to see a much different RG.
Yeah, I think time management, maturity, responsibility –
You got to provide for your family now.
Provide for your family, and I think that the fact that no team jumped on him very quickly after being released was probably humbling for him as well. That, hey, maybe I'm not everything I was all cracked up to be. I really have to take for granted this next opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, even talking to Charles Robinson, I was going to ask, you know, because he talked about this is really a one-year deal for $6.75 million, and if it blows up in your face, you've drafted a guy at number two,
sure,
who's the face of your franchise. And I was going to ask, is there a place after Cleveland for RG3?
If this flames out
and he's still not that changed individual, which we're all being sold that he is.
Probably not.
And he's got to understand that.
The other thing I want to see is, I know that you've played with elite quarterbacks all over the league. When you do 7-on-7s, the ball never hits the ground with an elite quarterback. We have never seen that in practice here ever. And I want to see an offense that...
And has our defense ever been that great?
No. 2 years ago, they played well against the pass. But
correct.
Not last year. That's for darn sure.
How many quarterbacks will the Browns end up drafting in this year's NFL draft now that they have RG3?
I believe they will draft one quarterback and sign an undrafted free agent.
I'm going to set that. I think that's good. I like that. I was going to say 1.5 is the over-under. I'll probably take the under. I think they'll draft one, but I think you're right. They'll sign an undrafted
guy. With Austin Davis under contract.
Yeah.
He's coming to camp.
He's under contract. Griffin's under contract. McCown right now is under contract.
Who are your final four teams in the NCAA tournament? So by Sunday night, who will be in the NCAA final four?
All right, let me look. Kansas, North Carolina are two that I have. I had A&M making it to the final four. They didn't play well in the last two games, survived the one and lost the other. Let me get my bracket out here just so I can understand where we're at. So I'm going to go Kansas. I think Oklahoma can beat Oregon.
I agree.
So I go Kansas, Oklahoma. I'll go North Carolina. And I believe that I have Iowa State beating Virginia, but I think Virginia's going to come out of the bottom seed. The bottom bracket, sorry.
All right, I don't care.
I knew that was coming.
At all.
God. You know, you take a nice Friday forecast.
But I'm going to say Kansas for my friend Todd Derry. I'm going to say, is Villanova, are they away from Kansas?
They play each other.
They do?
They play each other.
Oh!
1-2.
But I'm rooting for Villanova for B. West. Ryan Westbrook's so excited. He's traveling to all the games. They play each other?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm guaranteed one of the two that I wanted.
So, Kansas, Villanova, Oregon, Oklahoma. So, you have to have
I'll
a winner.
I'll take Oklahoma.
Okay, Oklahoma. And then North Carolina or Indiana. That's going to be played tonight. Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Out of those four, UNC, Indiana,
Give
Notre
me Carolina. Dame,
Wisconsin. Carolina, they're the number one seed.
Okay.
Virginia is a one. Iowa State is a four. They play. And then Gonzaga, Syracuse, a 10 and an 11. So Virginia.
Give me Freddie Hoiberg.
Where did he play?
Iowa State.
Okay. I like Iowa State.
I don't think he's still at Iowa State, though.
But he played there.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was a coach there.
How about Syracuse, Gonzaga? Well. If you have a bracket with Syracuse, Gonzaga in your Sweet 16.
How sad is
Kudos
it that they're 10
you.
And 11? Those are like powers.
I had Michigan State in the championship game.
Oh, no.
And they got beat in that bottom bracket.
I just haven't felt compelled at all to watch any of this tournament.
I have watched.
The first weekend was fun. I'm not going to lie. There were some great games.
I didn't watch a second of the first weekend, and I watched about 10 minutes of this past weekend. And then all I do is just wait for a game to be over and then go to my app to see if I got the points in my bracket.
Last Thursday night, which was St. Patty's Day, the kid came over, Todd Derry came over, and I think we watched some in the background, but I couldn't tell you anything I saw.
Yeah, I drank a lot.
Yeah, we know you
yeah,
did.
We
you
know.
Put yourself on the shelf.
You
drank yourself into sickness.
No, that was because
you're
flu
sick?
Bug is going around.
Oh, okay.
No, the same bug your daughter brought home 2 weeks ago, yeah. Gibbs. That's what you call it.
Are
now.
You weak stock, Gibbs? I'm starting to slant you towards the weak
glad
stock.
I'm kind of glad you're not
category.
Producing
the first time I was
you.
Sick.
What?
What?
It's the first time I missed any time.
Ever?
This year.
I'm glad you're not producing
our
show from the Dog Bowl.
Yeah.
We'd all
have it. Yeah, seriously,
we'd all have the ninja. Die slow.
My fiance has it now.
Ugh.
It's not so great. It's not going to be a great weekend at the Gibbs household.
Greasy.
All right. Your go-to Easter candy.
Ooh. I'm a jelly bean guy, and I think since I'm a Starburst, Skittles, Sour Patch, Swedish Fish guy.
But he's
so
looking
when they
for like an Easter. Okay.
I'm right there.
Starburst
with you, Will.
Jelly beans.
Ooh. Oh, game changers.
Let me just tell you something right now.
Almost
folks.
Like the nerd gumball, but Gumball Todd has yet to come through.
I have not seen the gumball.
In the words of the person that you guys tell me I am, there's only one answer here, folks. Cadbury cream eggs. Nothing better.
Oh.
The absolute best. Now, I haven't eaten one in maybe 10 years, but when I was a kid and I'd go to my Nani and Nano's house, all I wanted was Cadbury cream.
I haven't had one of those in many years, and a runner-up for me simply because it's the only time of year they're out and available.
Don't say peeps.
Peeps.
Don't do it. Oh! Blech.
I'll eat them just because they're around and
I
fat.
I eat one row of peeps, and I'm good. Either bunnies or chicks, and I'm good.
Do you like the pink bunnies?
Yellow.
Okay.
I'm good either way. I like candy.
Where's the love for Cadbury cream eggs? Nobody?
Nah.
Eh.
What about the robin eggs?
No. Yeah.
They're like they're kind of like Whoppers.
I'd like a candied almond, please.
Ugh. Nobody went with a solid chocolate bunny.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, no. Not that guy either.
Absolutely
either.
Gross.
Who final that guy? Question.
Whose
today?
Voice is it?
Is that your cousin or something?
No, that's our new voice
guy here.
Yeah, it's
not impactful enough. He doesn't sound excited about the forecast.
By the way, right now,
number five,
Joey Porter is about to entice on NFL Network. Oh no, maybe it's one more play. Entice Pac-Man Jones into a penalty that's going
to. I was going to say Antonio Brown has to be laying on the ground, not knowing what day it is.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. It's the next play. It must be the next play.
Yeah, but he winked at me.
He winked at me. He's fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the last one.
What's the best gift you ever got in your Easter basket?
Here's the best.
I don't remember my youth, so I have no idea.
I don't remember
just
either.
Block out that old time in your life?
No, but I mean, I just now in my Jewish
here is
days,
a great
so
gift.
Know.
Here is a great gift that will be most likely in my children's Easter basket and that I know that I enjoyed every time I got one. There is nothing better than in your Easter basket than getting a really good, cool kite. Because spring has sprung, and it's getting windy, and I want
I'm
a nice
punch you in the junk right now.
Kite.
There was so many things that I thought you were going to say. Kite would – I could have guessed until
a
tomorrow.
Kite?
Never would have guessed
a
you
kite?
Saying that. First of all, how big is your basket?
What do you mean?
Kites are big.
You don't have to have the cellophane on top of your basket.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's got the handle. I mean, where's this kite?
So it's leaning up against the handle, and you build around it.
Oh,
hello.
Have
you ever wrapped an app? You don't wrap Christmas presents. That's obvious.
I'm a tremendous wrapper.
Yeah.
Of Christmas
well, you
presents.
Obviously don't wrap the abstract. You wrap the square and rectangles.
I
erroneous.
Can wrap any gift.
If I were wrapping, for example, a kite, which we'll call it in like a thin box shape, I would put it in the bottom of a sombrero and wrap the whole sombrero. People would have no idea what was coming their way.
I want to see Wilhelm fly a kite.
Yeah, I want to see Wilhelm fly a kite.
I'm a – no, bro.
Go to the beach.
I live in a cul-de-sac, and I've lived on the lake. Since I've been back in Ohio, I smash kite flying.
That's going on a hotkey.
I just
please
don't
do.
Even know. I smash kite flying.
Dude,
I never thought
best.
You were going to say that.
I lived in San Diego. I lived on the – like, again, 7 of my years on the beach.
I'm about to
what
go
do
to
you
the
do?
Beach in Mexico. I'm not flying a kite. I'll play some beach volleyball.
It's good. One-on-one. Awesome. Great for
playing
you.
Playing with the boys. Yeah. A little Top Gun
there's
music in the
there's nothing
wrong
with that.
Daddy, playing with the boys. Rick Rossovich gives a nice – he gets fired up. Val Kilmer. Come on.
That
it's a great
is good
scene.
Stuff.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the only – so we went
you,
off on
you
me
basically
for
just dropped the mic. I mean, there's nothing to say after the game.
So what else do you get in an Easter basket besides candy?
I got
a stuffed bunny?
The one year I got a Weezer CD. That was pretty tight.
Ooh-wee-oo, he looks just like Buddy Holly. Uh-oh, and you're Mary Tyler.
And that's
Moore.
One of the best you've ever gotten?
Apparently so.
Yeah?
I think, for me, one of the best I ever got is I used to get these styrofoam airplanes. They were like World War II planes, and you had
sweet.
To put the, like,
yeah.
the
slide
wing
through.
Slide the wing through, and you had to put the little plastic thing on the nose. and I would do that, and I love those. That's also – I used to also get those for eating weird stuff. That's why when I was a kid, I had eaten frog's legs and escargot.
I had frog legs.
Chocolate-covered ants.
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You like those?
I went to the Canton – the Harvest for Hunger event, and they have, like, you know, all, like, Stark County restaurants.
Yes, Gibbs.
And if somebody had frog legs, I took them. My wife looked at me sideways.
They're not bad. Tastes like chicken.
I've had them. You know what? Used to go to Houston and play the Texans. Used to go to Papado's.
Uh huh.
Papado's, and it was like, and all the
it's
my
a
Texas
French
friends,
Creole things. Sure.
Yeah, all my Texas guys would go, dude, we gotta order, and they'd order plates of frog legs.
Yeah. Let's just let this. Can we just let this marinate for people? Overtime. You don't know this song?
Yeah, I do. I take this over wrestling music.
How many times?
God, don't tell me you don't know this.
How many times have you seen Top Gun? And you're like,
20 times.
Okay, all right, that's acceptable.
I take this over wrestling music.
What would you guess how many times
I've
seen Top Gun?
I will play the whole Top Gun soundtrack when Nathan
returns
in a week.
Please do. What?
I wore out 2 VHSs of Top Gun because I watched it so much. I knew every. I used to be able to dialogue the whole movie. Fine film. Fine film. Do we have to take a break, or are we just going all the way? Are we done? What's happening?
We should probably.
Boom! There it is. NFL Network people watching right there. There was the hit.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break. I think we're going to come back. I don't know. I'm on my way to Mexico. Tequila. Quesadilla. Tequila. Quesadilla. Taco burrito. I can see it now. Me on the beach, having a margarita, and what do I see out of the corner of my eye? Matt Wilhelm flying an F-14 Tomcat kite.
No, Millennium Falcon or an X-Wing fighter.
No, we're going with the Top Gun theme. Come on.
No, but
for this music. You can fly a Millennium Falcon if you want to. I'll accept that.
Costco has them. I'm getting one.
All right, stay tuned for Hooli and Dino. They are up next.
You're welcome.
I'll be up next week.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for that.
Programming.
Right. Yes, lucky day. I'll be off next week. You got Jim Donovan early in the week. Andrew Gribble later in the week.
Gibbs it time.
So all I'm going to say is hasta la vista. And thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.